It's a Monday night. It's 6 o'clock and time for Saint Sports Weekly. Welcome into our broadcast here tonight. Fred Smith, and we have a complete sellout here in the cave tonight. We have a lot of folks from Siena Heights and the track and field team, Fred.
Yeah, it's amazing. We got the tradition of track and field at Siena Heights is a long and deep one. Certainly thanks to Coach Bauer and now this gentleman that we have with us, Coach Richards, Kirk Richards, just done an outstanding job with Coach Bauer a number of years, and now he's the new all-everything up at track and field up there, and he's so great he brought three of his guys in and ladies, so we're going to have a good show tonight.
Yeah, we've got Noah Cunningham, Matt Gipple, Jacob Alston, and Maggie Conrad. We'll be talking to them in a few minutes, but let's talk to the coach first, Fred.
Yeah, you know, this is a time, it's kind of the calm before the storm, isn't it, Coach?
It is. We just had fall training for a couple months. Now the kids are all going home tomorrow for Thanksgiving. We come back and we open up with Saginaw Valley on December 1st.
Right. You guys do what, two meets or three meets before the holidays?
I like to squeeze in with the full contingent. Both teams, two buses. We have about 50 ladies and about 33 men right now. So we'll take two buses up Saginaw, and then I'll take some sprinters and field events to Tiffin.
Right.
So, yeah, two meets in December.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, I remember years ago, you know, we really didn't do much. And, I mean, I shouldn't say do much. I mean, Coach, certainly we didn't have the outdoor facility for so long, and the guys would and the ladies would be in the field house. But we really didn't start competing until after Christmas. And then this last number of years, you guys get two big meets in right away. So how ready will your kids be?
Right now it seems like controlled chaos, but I think we're on a path to success. And I think by the time December 1st rolls in, I think the kids will be prepared to compete well. And I hope to have, maybe it'd be nice to get about 8 student athletes qualified for the national championships in December.
Wow, that even to think about that, as you know, I've been there a long time, but to already be thinking about hitting qualifying times December, that's pretty cool.
Well, it's what we do. We have the, I would say for track and field, the toughest conference in the NAIA.
No question.
Every conference meet, we've got Indiana Tech, and their sprinters, 400 on down, they could be placing at Big Ten meets, and they do place high at the NAIA championship.
Yeah, every year. I remember, gosh, I don't know, when you came back to Siena, what was it, 10 years? How many years now?
I think you hired me. Thank you. 14 years
ago. 14 years ago,
14th
gosh,
year. 14. Time's flying.
Well, I remember, you know, at that time, you and Coach obviously worked together to run the whole program, but your specific responsibility at that time was a women's program. And I remember when you guys knocked off Tech to win the league title. That was an unbelievable accomplishment. I don't know what year. Yeah. What year was that?
We did that, I believe, in 15 and 16.
16.
By a point and a half and 3 points.
Wow. Yeah. And people, for our listeners, understand, they really didn't have track till I think the 2000s, probably, because they did not have track.
Correct, yeah.
In fact, and we've said this a lot, back in the mid to late 90s, we did not have enough teams in the WAC to have a conference championship, right? Now we have how many indoor and outdoor track teams in the WAC?
Well, Defiance will be joining us
next
year.
Yes, that's right.
So we'll have 12 in cross country, and we'll have about 9 in track.
That's awesome, and that's great, you know, great for the sport in general.
Yeah.
And really, the other thing that, you know, when you mentioned you had about, you're going to take a couple buses, obviously, it's like a football team when you guys travel.
Yeah.
But you're going to have 50 men and 50 women, 30 odd men. That's also attribute to you the way you built the women's program up number-wise.
Yeah.
And now, you know, your job is certainly, we want to be successful, but to develop athletes, and you do that very well. So talk a little bit about your expectations of your team this year and where you're going to be strong and where do you think we can finish within the league championship?
I think our strong events are the teachable events at this time. So if they're technical and we can teach them with very up-to-date current training, our hurdles right now with Faith Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Boy, she's tough.
She's very tough. And then Lanaria Richards from Flint Kersley. She's in her second year competing for us. She is going to be incredible. She was conference champ in the 400-meter hurdles.
Wow.
Two-tenths away from our school record. She's coming on strong. And then we have the high jump returning. We have Emma Valentine, who was two-time All-American last year, conference champion indoor and outdoor. She's having some foot issues right now, but I think she'll be ready to compete. We're treating that with kit gloves. And Morgan Lutton also as well returning in the high jump. And then we've got our pole vault, our usual. Tyler Fugate's coming back. And she's getting her master's degree in nursing, and she already has a amazing job in Toledo with Trinity.
I remember we had her on.
Yeah. And but most of all, we have right sitting behind us here is Maggie Conrad from Ohio. She's a sophomore now. She was runner-up national champ indoor. So we had, and then Erica Albright returned, but she had an unsuccessful elbow treatment.
Oh,
and she just got surgery. She hurt her elbow in high school. And so she's, I don't know if we're going to see her vaulting back again this year or not. So,
yeah.
But in the long jump, we have Tiffany Larder. But our 400 crew looks good. Our distance, we have a new coach. I think you met at the Hall of Fame banquet with Brandon Lewis. He was from Missouri Valley. He's taken a hold of that distance program. And we'd like to get our share of points at conference and have some national qualifiers out of that part of the team as well.
Right, good. So the unique thing with track and field is when you go to these meets like at Saginaw Valley and Tiffin, you mentioned, I know you guys go all over, but these are huge invitationals that take a lot of the day up, right?
Yeah.
But what really the goal is for the young men and women to try to hit what they call auto or provisional NAIA standards.
Qualifying, yes.
So they can qualify for the national indoor championships. So I guess my question is, the league meet is probably the only time when, even though I think some of these meets at Hillsdale, they do have some team scores, right?
Yeah, and we win our share of the D2 meets over at Hillsdale.
And you do, but the big thing is then when you go to conference, it's less of a thing to, I guess, to qualify. It's kind of our one meet, which is really the
where strategy team comes into play.
Yes, right.
Yeah, we get to conference when I like to nickel and dime, if that makes sense. Pick up a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and maybe we could offset that crazy speed that Indiana Tech has. But we try to put together a strategy where we get points where other teams might not be able to.
And what's interesting about indoor, Coach, if you can talk a little bit about this, in outdoor we are pretty much well aware, even from the high school meets on up, you know, you're 400 meters, your 800, you know, your mile, the 2 mile, the relays, and you have some unique relays in the indoor meets you have to fill. Talk about those relays.
It's a little different. We have a middle distance relay, which is a 400, 1200, 800 mile.
Okay.
We also have in the NAIA, we keep the 4x8 relay.
Right.
And we also have the 4x4 relay.
Right.
Hopefully, if my staff and I did a good job, I'd rather take the four athletes in the 4x4 which can only get 10 points,
right,
and have those same four get 40 points.
Right.
So we try to develop those, but we still will certainly try to get points in the relay.
See, when you know, it's kind of, I think a relating sport is maybe like swimming, you know? And what I mean by that is you have your student athletes that may be strong in an event, and then also part of a relay team. And, and how to balance that when you get to nationals is not easy, is it?
No, it is not. If you have, for instance, a sprinter or someone in the 60, 200, 400, 600, 800, and maybe they can qualify for nationals,
right?
But they might not score at nationals. Right. If we take four of those in the 4x8 or the 4x4, maybe we can.
That's been kind of a, and I don't know how it's been as of late, but there for a long time we had a very strong
4x8.
4x8 for years
with
and
Coach
years.
With Coach Bauer, he's 800 genius.
Yeah. And so you mentioned a lot about your women's team. Talk a little bit about your men's team. What do you think?
It's really exciting. We've got the Buchanan boys, freshmen from Onsted,
no kidding.
Local. And I believe it's Jake who's showing all the speed. Yeah, he's very fast, and he ran a sub-50 400 meters.
Wow.
And, excuse me, the last meet of the year, our gentleman to your right here, I said, Gipple, why don't you go run the last leg of that 4x4?
Yeah.
Just go tell the guys you want the stick. Well, he had a little trouble with that, but they gave him the stick, and he ran a 48 mid.
No.
400 meters.
Well, he does it all, doesn't he?
Well, he can long jump over 24 feet, and he's got school record in the 60 and the 100 meters.
Well, so. I can't wait till we get him up here. We'll talk about
he'll tell you the way it is. No, he will.
Any other areas you're excited about?
Oh, absolutely. We have Michael Benson from Madison, another local young man. What is he, about 6'5"? He runs the 400 as well as the hurdles.
Wow.
We have a great another freshman from Monroe Jefferson, ran a 158 and a half mile.
Wow.
Blake Schroeder. We just have a lot. And then Andrew Stern, distance running. He ran terrific at Indiana Wesleyan at the beginning of the cross country years in the 25s in the 8K. We expect a lot from him. And Savion Tyler, a high jumper returner. You wouldn't believe it, but I think he's what, 5'8, 5'9? And you ought to see him dunk a basketball.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, he's already in practice. He made 6'7 already this year in practice.
That's amazing.
All our events, I think, are covered nicely, so we have a full team.
Right.
We're covering events. If you have to cover events to score points.
Right.
So I think we're covered.
One of the things, the unique things of indoors, outdoors, that obviously the tracks and indoor are shorter, and so some of your events are a little different. So instead of you run the 60-meter dash, right?
Correct.
And then your high hurdles are how long?
60 meters.
60 meters also, men's and women's.
Yeah.
Now, in outdoor, it's like the, you know, the 400-meter
hurdles.
What indoor, what do they do?
They don't have a longer hurdle race.
They don't have I wondered.
So what we do is we train our 400-meter hurdlers with the 60-meter hurdle race, and then we work on the 400 distance,
right,
or 600.
On the 600.
We sometimes go under distance, over distance to prepare for that distance.
Well, I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Yep.
And weight throw-wise, outdoor, I think you go, what, shot, discus, hammer?
Javelin.
Javelin. Indoor, you have the weight throw.
And the shot.
Mm-hmm. And the shot.
Yeah. Weight throw, I believe is 25 pounds for women, 35-pound weight. Basically the same movement as the outdoor hammer.
Right.
One to three rotations and away it goes, but it's very heavy.
Right.
Our throwing contingency looks really good.
Right.
We've got Kendall Covey. She's from Sand Creek, I believe. We have Jordan Lumbreezer. She's benching 215 now.
Wow.
Shout out to Jordan. She's tough. She'll be doing the shot and the weight. Oh, we have a new throws coach with Johan Jeremiah. He's from South Florida. He just graduated magna cum laude. He was the Grenada national record holder in the shot.
So you've, you know, since Coach Bauer's retired, and, you know, now I get the pleasure of working with him every day when I'm
over
about
time. Yeah.
But talk about how you've reorganized your staff a little bit.
Johan, like I said, he's a graduate assistant, a mental health and counseling degree. He's going to get from Siena and coach our throws.
That's awesome.
Allison Nims from Hillsdale. She also was a high magna cum laude graduate. May have been higher. She's taking over the hurdles and the long and the triple jump. We have Madeline Birmingham taking over the sprints.
Right.
And then I mentioned Coach Lewis with the distance.
With the distance people. Yeah. So you've got it all covered because when you had you and Coach, you guys were...
We didn't have many helpers.
Yeah, and now you're overseeing both men's and women's program, and it sounds like you've really got a good cast of coaches, Coach.
Well, I big shoes to fill with Coach Bauer retiring. So, like at the banquet, I think I told you I wanted Coach Bauer to know that. And the Siena track and field and cross-country community that we have everything covered and we're going to continue on with the rich tradition you mentioned.
Yeah, and there's no question with your contributions at the school the last 14 years have been much more than just an outstanding track coach.
Yeah, I have a job I love.
You know, what Coach has done, at least, and I've been, you know, gone almost 4 years, but he was put in charge of O'Laughlin Stadium, and he has just done an impeccable, outstanding job, as all his student workers.
Matt Gipple's our work study supervisor. He kind of
But, you know, you've really taken care of that facility, and those are the things behind the scenes that a lot of the people don't know, that you're just not coaching. You're doing other things,
all
too.
Of us have a secondary duty that normally when you were there, you established it.
Yeah.
And you, I think you got great fits all over.
Yeah.
To supervise games and take care of field house or the stadium.
Well,
we all do our part.
Yeah, and that's the key. It's, part of being part of the team. And it was certainly wonderful to see last weekend our women's soccer team, you know, winning a first round game and had Spring Arbor down. And then our volleyball team had an incredible year. And
hard acts to follow.
And it was just great to see that the department's gotten off to a great start.
Yeah, the
so
football program did well.
Oh, yeah, 6-4 and really, had, a good year. They're fun to watch for sure. Well, so do you get any time off for Thanksgiving, Coach, or what are you going to be doing?
Well, as you know, I have four children.
Yeah, I know you do.
Talk about too much. I'll see all of them.
Good.
Over the break, so I'm looking forward to doing some traveling to up there to Sutton's Bay, where my son's a high school principal, and over to Hazel Park. And my son's coming in from Washington D.C. with his wife.
Get the family together.
Yeah, I guess we're having duck this year. So they don't know I'm bringing a steak. So. But it's going to be, everybody's a foodie now. But
good. Well, that's
it'll
great.
It'll be nice to see my grandkids.
I hope you enjoy your family.
Yeah. Coach, we talk about track and field here. We talked about indoor and outdoor. Obviously, the indoor is starting in December.
Yep.
When is the outdoor scheduled then?
We're going to open our season right around April 3rd-ish, April 4th, whatever that. I know our Don Kleino is slated for 2 days this year because we had 22 teams attend. So it's going to be a growing meet, so we moved it to 2 days now. Everybody wants to come run at Siena at that beautiful facility. They know it's a Bynum BSS 2000 track, so they want to be there to maybe get PRs or do great things. But we should open the season again at Michigan State.
So what happens, Pat, and I know we got to get to commercial, if I remember right, your national meet is usually around the 1st of March, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. End of February, 1st of March.
And then, not that they get three weeks off or so, but the transition is, as we know how March is in Michigan, it can be great. We've had some years where March is better than April, right? But our outdoor track people are really at the mercy of certainly of the weather, which can be – we've had some rough days at that Kleinau meet and some beautiful days.
We've had to cancel a few times.
Yeah.
Well, I've noticed on your roster of runners and jumpers, that a lot of these youngsters are from Lenawee County and close by the county. Where is your recruiting area?
I have a girl from Arizona.
Yeah.
I had the fifth best pole vaulter in America, high schooler. Mm-hmm. She visited from Texas. We were all pleased to announce that we made their top two in the country. Her dad gave me a call, and anyway, she ended up signing with Vanderbilt. We didn't get Jackie, but so as far as we need to go.
Well, that's great, and so, the great tradition at Siena Heights. I'm sure there's a lot of high schoolers that may want to come here.
Well, from Lenawee County, I'll take each and every one of them. They're hardworking, work ethic, good kids. You can't match up with Lenawee County kids.
Well, you guys have had such a great tradition of young men and women have gone into the coaching world that they help feed the program with some.
And a lot of them in the area are great.
In the area, yeah.
All right, Coach Kirk Richards, thank you for being with us here tonight. And we're going to talk to some of your students that are on your teams. And we're going to take a break here and pause for a couple of messages. You're inside the cave on Saint Sports Weekly.
At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit sienaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Preventing prescription drug abuse begins with you. Safeguard all medication at your home by monitoring quantities, controlling access, and keeping track of refills. Use medication only as directed by a healthcare professional and never share your medication with others. Properly dispose of unused or expired medication to avoid potential abuse. Talk about the dangers of prescription and over-the-counter drug abuse with your family and stop prescription drug abuse before it starts. For more information, contact Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority at 263-8905.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-through, three locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Welcome back into Saint Sports Weekly. Pat Hayes, Fred Smith with you tonight. And we're talking with track and field students here from Siena Heights University. And we have our first student with us now, Jacob Alston, and originally from Sand Creek area. So tell us about how you got started in track and field.
Oh, I started my freshman year at Sand Creek, and then by my junior year, I started vaulting with Kirk during the winter, and then I decided it was a good idea to come over here and vault for him.
So, you know, you just don't become a pole vaulter. I mean, you know, you just how did all this come together for you that vaulting was your thing? Because that is probably one of the most difficult physically and technically things in track.
Yeah, so my freshman year, one of my coaches was saying, hey, Jacob, try it out. And then I was like, oh, maybe next year. And then that next year, my sophomore year, I started pole vaulting, and now here I am.
Yeah, that's awesome. So did you play any other sports in high school?
Yeah, I played football and played a little bit of basketball and just track.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go to Sand Creek without playing football, you know. talk about your, first off, academically. Had you been around, it sounds like you've worked with Coach since your junior years. You've been around the field house and our track for a while. Is that, did you take any classes in high school at Siena? So many kids do that.
So I originally came in and wanted to go into athletic training.
Gotcha.
Lori Robinette for two seasons.
No kidding.
So that was my co-op during for the LISD.
Yes.
So you know, during the day I would see Coach and I would talk to him occasionally and, you know, go back and do my homework for the tech class.
So now I see that you've switched from potentially being an athletic trainer, you're in undergraduate business. When did that, how did that change occur and what, you know, happened that made you feel this is the way to go?
Well, originally I always wanted to, like, help people. So, right. You know, I wanted to go into athletic training. And then for a little bit there, I wanted to go into nursing. But I was, I thought the business route is very broad.
Right.
And I'd like to get into realty and sales. So
good.
That's how that change occurred.
So when you're in high school, talk about, you know, how good were you in high school? I mean, how did the adjustment come to college, et cetera? Just talk about your journey a little bit.
So my junior year, we obviously didn't have because of COVID. And,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I really worked hard with Coach Richards. And during my senior year, I won pole vault and made it for a couple other events. I threw disc in high school. And,
no kidding.
I missed it by a couple inches going to state my senior year and made it for the 110 hurdles and the 4x4.
Right.
So just now in college, I'm just sticking with pole vault.
Right. So how's it been for you? Talk about your freshman, sophomore seasons and your expectations for your junior year.
My freshman year, I think I started off pretty strong. First meet that I had cleared 14. And,
wow.
And then didn't see much action after that, couldn't clear a bar. And then towards the end of my freshman year, I was able to PR again, and I was at 14.3, I believe. And then this last season, didn't have a good indoor season, but outdoor season towards the end, I was really getting going, and I got to 14.9. And this season, I'm looking to get up there and for conference, hopefully to win the conference and right. Make the national meet.
So, what are the qualifying standards at the NAI for indoor and outdoor track in the vault?
So, in indoor, I believe it is 15.3. That is B standard. And then A standard is 15.6.
Wow, that's jumping.
That sure is, man. That's awesome, man. And so you're really concentrating all on vaults right now.
Yes,
well, good
sir.
For you. And you sound like, you know, to get to 14.9, you know, that's pretty exceptional. Is the competition within the WAC pretty tough?
Yeah, last year we had, I think, a kid go 16.3 from Cornerstone. And then there's a couple Indiana Tech kids, but I think some of them are graduated and kind of that next man up.
Yeah, so you're going after it this year, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I ask you a trivia question with your coach over your left shoulder here. What are the school records at Siena?
I want to say the boys is 17-4.
17-4 and a half.
17-4 and a half.
Wow.
Indoor is 13-4 and a half.
Right.
And the men's indoor is, or the women's outdoor is 14.
Jeez, oh, peace. Man. So you've been working with Coach for quite a while. Talk about what his greatest strength is as a coach. I'll ask him to cover his ears. So talk about him as a coach and what you like about working with him.
I think he really connects with all of us and he's really, you know, if you need to go talk to him, he's there to talk to, and he's really a great coach, and I admire what he's doing for the whole track team, and I appreciate him.
Yeah, and to have the technical knowledge, to track, to me, it's a lot like football. You might laugh. Well, in football, you have to be able to coach everything, right? You have to know the offensive line, defensive line, the back, and in track, you've got to know a lot. What do you think Coach does the best?
I think the technicality of it all, just really explaining the little details of each, you know, position, because there's so many positions in pole vault. When you're upside down, when you're trying to get over pike and over the bar, planting, you know, your sprint up to the box and all of that. And I know there's so much more that goes involved with, you know, other events, but specifically pole vault. So.
Well, I remember, God, a number of years back. And again, you know, I've coached for a long time, a little bit old school, but Coach used to have this cold tank ready outside the back locker room. Then he'd have all these either chocolate milk or juice things. I go, what is all this, you know? And I guess when they're done, you guys, you had to and Coach, I probably should ask him what the philosophy was on that, but it was unique that when the kids were done, they had to
protein replacement.
It's what? Say that?
Protein replacement.
Protein replacement, as Coach said in the background. He's always been an innovator, you know? Heck, I think that's pretty cool.
I want to know about the actual pole that you use. I know there's been a lot of technology over the years, and I have a brother-in-law that pole vaulted at Western, and he used the metal pole. And he just could not, it was about the time that the fiberglass pole came in, he just couldn't adapt from one to the other, and he lost his scholarship. But anyway, tell us about your pole and you know, the technology that's come along since you started.
Yeah, since I started, I think it's been pretty consistent with the carbon fiber. But like you were saying, the metal poles and the wood poles going back, we do a couple of drills where it's we're straight pulling and we're trying not to bend the pole. And that is, I would say, close to what they used to do, but nothing like now with how much bend you can get out of a pole now.
How many poles do you have?
We probably have 140 poles.
No kidding. And Coach, and I'm going to ask you to let me know the answer to this. How much does a pole cost?
Well, poles are made out of aviation S-class.
Okay.
It's very expensive. And with, like everything right now, with material, the poles, I did check prices just a few days ago. A pole that was retailed for maybe $700 last year is up over $1,000 because of this aviation S-class is hard to get. It's very light and very durable, very strong fiberglass.
How often have you ever broke any poles?
Yeah, I broke one. My first pole last year, it was our Don Klein O meet, and we were in warm-ups, and I grabbed a pole, and I just snapped in half, broken two. Typically, we've seen a lot that have broken in three for a power break, but this one just broke in two. I don't know if it was like a little bit of a dent. Maybe we could have hit it on something, but that was my first pole, and it was first pole that I broke, and it was kind of a little scary, but just got to get back up and do it.
You know, we've asked a lot of our athletes that come in here on Saint Sports Weekly about nutrition, and that has got to be a huge factor in any athlete's regimen. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and it's very hard. I think nutrition is the hardest part of the sport and trying to keep your body right. I like to try to stay away from grease, try to chicken, fish, and, you know, a hamburger might be good, but it's not the best for us, and rice and vegetables, just trying to keep, you know, fresh foods in my body is the best way to, you know, be prepared for our practices. And
do you like to keep a steady weight during the whole course of the season?
Yeah, I've been pretty consistent with my weight. I've weighed pretty much the same since my freshman year that I've joined the team.
Do you live on or off campus?
I live off campus. Right.
Okay. So one of the things that I heard about you today, which is really cool, is that you're coaching. You're at the high school level. You coached football this past year. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, so this was my first year coaching at Sand Creek. I was the JV head coach, and I really loved it. It was a new experience that I had. You know, I've never had, you know, a true head coaching position, and I volunteered before, but just taking that extra step and all the responsibility that you don't think about, you know, when you're on the outside, and you know, you learn a lot, you know, with the kids and, you know, different things. You know, you think about like what you did and how you can be better, and I love it, and I'm looking forward to next year.
You know, years ago when women's basketball, and I guess used to play in high school in the fall, right? And then volleyball was in the winter. Mm. And it was a little different in Michigan. And there was some women's coaches that really loved to have their women coach in the fall because it made them better teammates, because after coaching, you know, it just made them look at the other things as far as attitude, teamwork, and whatnot. How's it affected you coaching in terms of you being a student athlete?
I understand what coach is saying, like, you know, when he's asking for something, and, you know, maybe we might not be are doing it, and it's, I get that, you know, maybe a sense of frustration when you're asking, and it's, you know, you're trying to teach these kids, and, you know, sometimes we don't get it, and that's okay. We're learning, and it's opened my eyes to what, you know, coach, you know, does during the day. And
well, Jacob, we want to thank you for being on with us today. We're going to switch chairs here a little bit, and continued success at Siena Heights. We're going to bring in Maggie Conrad, one of your teammates, and we'll just have her slide right in there. And we're going to break here in about 5 minutes. But anyway, Maggie, we want to welcome you to Inside the Cave. And tell us why you came to Siena Heights. Gosh. Get up close to the microphone here, too.
So there was a couple reasons why I decided to come here, but the two bigger ones was they have a phenomenal nursing program, and that's mm-hmm. exactly what I wanted to see whenever I first came here. And then I mainly came here because of Coach Kirk, because he lured me in very easily. it was an insane visit whenever I came here. I had plenty of other opportunities and things I could have gone and did. I even like was very, very close to going to a different school, and I didn't want to break away, and I didn't want to go to a different state because I'm originally from Ohio. But when I came here, I felt an entire different atmosphere, and it was exactly what I hoped for. And he saw so much potential in me, and I was like, there's no way that I'm gonna end up doing this. And I did it exactly how he said I would do it, and it was crazy.
May, I know we had some Vaulters on last year. Were you one?
I thought
I remember your story.
Yes.
Coming from that great state of Ohio, and
yeah.
Michigan Ohio State Week, which because it was the strength of our women's vaulters, that's what I remember. More competition on a team than you do probably anywhere else. But talk about your journey as a high school athlete.
So, starting high school, I went to Olentangy Berlin High School, which I was the first freshman class. Like, I was the first class that went through all
four
years.
A new school.
Yeah, it was brand new. Like, we were the first people to enter the building. So being brand new, we got to have a brand new coach who's never coached before. And she was great, and I had quite the struggles. I only jumped, I think, 11 feet in high school. But I did get the opportunity to go to a great club that taught me a lot of things, Buckeye Pole Vault Academy. It was a great club I went to. I learned a lot from it being so close to my home.
Right.
But I started my freshman year just randomly because I was very optimistic and have always been very optimistic, and just got thrown into things. And I was like, okay, let's try it. Why not? There was no reason not to. So thrown into it one meet, and I ended up doing like pretty okay my freshman year. And then obviously COVID happened for a little bit, and
right.
then got back into it. And I didn't even know if I wanted to do it in college. Like, I was like, am I going to do this? And I was really, really passionate about it until I found Siena, where I was like, I could do this for the rest of my 4 years of college. Like, I want to do this now.
So did you play any other sports down at that new high school?
I did. I did field hockey for a couple
yeah.
of years, which was interesting. And then track and field, I don't think there was anything else other than
right,
that.
Right, great. That's awesome. So you talked about the nursing program at Siena.
Mm-hmm.
So you are a sophomore.
I am.
So the first year is rigorous enough academically, mm-hmm. but sophomore, a year from now, you'll be probably battling trying to schedule clinicals into your thing. You're not there yet, right?
Next semester, I'll be there.
Oh, so you will be in some
Kirk
clinicals. Oh boy, coach has just learned, so now I'm sure he's dealt with it.
I'll be communicating.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Well, and that's just one of the great things about over at Siena is that a nursing program has just brought us so many top kids, not only athletically but academically, because of the, you know, the standards and stuff. So how has that adjustment been coming to Siena academically?
It's definitely been an adjustment. Whenever I started, whenever you start going into nursing, freshman year was a lot of different stuff, like repeating some stuff that I already knew. And then sophomore year, it's starting to get into like the nitty gritty things that I'm going to do probably every day when I'm a nurse.
Right.
And I'm getting more and more excited about it, but it's a different way I have to think now. It's a whole way of critical thinking whenever you come into nursing, but there's been ups and downs, but I'm really excited.
We got to take a break here, but we're going to be back to talk about more track and field with Maggie Conrad. But first, we have to pause for these words. You're inside the cave with Saints Sports Weekly. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with IAT Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
At Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Children's Services provides evidence-based therapeutic interventions such as parent management training, the organ model, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, and infant mental health. To access our services or utilize our 24/7 crisis line, please call 517-263-8905 or visit us at lcmha.org.
And you're back inside the cave, Saints Sports Weekly tonight. Fred Smith, we're talking track and field from Siena Heights University. And, of course, we have Maggie Conrad with us right now. So tell us, Maggie, about your exploits in the world of track and field.
Wow. This freshman year, I had quite the year. As you know, I am a pole vaulter for the track and field team. I had no idea I would be so successful so quickly, and then I realized how great of a coach I had and how easily it was if you just listened to what he was trying to tell me, and it made me go 2 feet higher than I went.
Wow.
In 1 year.
Okay, so I thought Coach mentioned that were you second at the indoor championships last
year? I was. At the indoor nationals, I was second.
And I know we talk about, you know, so what's your PR right now?
My PR is about 13 feet.
13, and you were 11, so 2 feet.
Yeah.
That's extraordinary.
Wow.
What were the biggest things that led to this dramatic improvement?
Gosh, I feel like it was a lot of time, effort, and really, like, dedicating myself to this.
Right.
Coming into it, I just had to stop, like, thinking so much.
Right.
It was just, like, do it. Like, do exactly what he's telling me to do. And I feel like it was a coaching thing, too. Like, he is one of the coaches that has improved me to points I can't even believe that I do now. But I think it was a lot of the time and the effort that I put into it.
So, you know, you have a bunch of great vaulters. Talk a little bit about your teammates for a second.
So, Tyler, who is still here, is one of the people that I highly look up to. She even taught me a lot, and she's always, like, brought me in. I think even though we compete, like, somewhat
right.
independently, like, she's been someone who supported me through the entire thing, and she's just such an incredible vaulter, and she's always one that I'm like, I need to chase her. Like, I want to be like
right.
her, you know? And then Erica, we went head and head for a while. My freshman year, when she was still able to vault, we were going at each other. She was someone I was with during indoor at Nationals. We went kind of head and head. I think, didn't she get third place in indoor Nationals? Yeah, she got third place indoor Nationals. She did really well, and it was really nice to finally see her coming out to it. And then in outdoor as well, outdoor conference and outdoor things like that, we were always there to support each other. And then there's also Abby Sauber. She's an amazing person. She's one of the smartest people I think I've ever met in my entire life. But she's really getting to it. I think she's been working really hard trying to fix a lot of things in her vault recently, and I think they're all going to lead to her going higher. And then we have a couple freshmen coming in that the couple boys that I think are going to do some crazy things eventually. I think time and effort putting into it, I think they're going to do some really awesome stuff.
You know, the vaulters almost are like a team within the team.
They are some of my best friends I've ever met. I think that also makes a big difference, is that I love who I'm with every day. Like, I see them all the time, and it's like not just while we're there. Like, we hang out outside of practice. We see each other all the time. I think they're my biggest support system.
So what are your goals for this year?
My goals? So I think obviously getting higher, the biggest thing, higher every time I vault. But some of the biggest things is consistency, always trying to make it on my first attempt. And then, because that's what really got me through indoor Nationals. I also think I do have a good chance on winning some stuff. I would love to be on the podium again, top of it. That's a dream. I would love to win indoor, outdoor. I won conference outdoor last year.
Awesome.
Which was awesome. And I did get the one of the WAC awards. It was one of the, like, best field performance.
Yeah, outstanding.
Outstanding performer of the meet. That's when I PR'd, and I got my 12:11 and 3/4 or something like that. I just kind of round up until it's
13.
Until it's above. I'm like, it's about 13. Trust me, it'll be 13. I promise. But yeah, some of my biggest stuff is just getting higher. And
I would think that pacing yourself over the course of the season, you want to peak right at the end when you go to the championships. You feel that. Every year?
Yeah. I feel like whenever I started my freshman year, whenever I write the first meet, is when I PR'd by a foot.
Wow.
That was crazy. I went from jumping 11 to 11:11 that meet, qualifying me for Nationals. It was probably the most adrenaline I've ever had when I was at a meet. But pacing myself, really, I need to be okay with it. I had so much success in my freshman year that I have to be okay with, like, I don't know if I'm going to jump 2 more feet like this year. Like, it's not that easy
right
now, but I do think that I will get significantly higher within the next
What's
year.
Been great to hear is kind of the whole journey thing is really the success. And it reminds me a little bit, you know, again, we're Michigan, at least I am, and I know Pat is, we're Michigan football fans, and it's a relationship between the running backs at Michigan, Blake Corum and
Donovan Edwards.
They root so hard for each other, yet they could be jealous of each other, yet they're not. They lift each other up, and it sounds like you have the same dynamic.
Yes,
and that's really
exactly
cool.
What I looked for whenever I came looking for a pole vault team. I looked everywhere, like, and then I finally came here. This was my last school I ever visited. And I came for an overnight visit, and I got to see how the pole vaulters acted towards each other and how much they cared. And, yeah, they had those, like, I root so much for my teammates, and I want the absolute best for them. Because, like, if I go to Nationals, I want them to come with me. Like, I don't want to be there alone.
Right.
Like, I want them to compete for themselves and really do better for themselves, because – they deserve it as much as I do.
That's really great to hear, Maggie. And we have to move along here now, but continued success. And I'm sure you're going to do another 2 feet.
I hope so. So. Thank you.
All right, Maggie Conrad in studio with us from Siena Heights University Track and Field. And now we're going to bring in Matt Gipple. And Matt, welcome to Inside the Cave.
thank you for having me on. I know I've been on here before over the phone as we talked on the break, but being in here in person is just a whole different feel, and I appreciate being allowed to come in.
Oh, great.
Well, Matt, you've been probably one of the most unique athletes that I, you know, anybody that can long jump over 24 feet. I just, it marvels me. But talk a little bit about your prep career at Coldwater High School.
Yeah, so during Coldwater, I was a three-sport athlete, played football, wrestled in the winter, and then obviously in the springtime, I'd go out and run track. And believe it or not, growing up, I always thought, you know, football is my way to right. school, my way to college. Well, I want to say it was about my junior year that track really became my calling, and I was like, this is something that I want to pursue longer, and if football does, cool. If it doesn't, I'm okay with that. But going through high school, I didn't have the best track and field coach, but just enough to get me to where I was and able to get the eyes of some coaches. And then kind of a bummer was senior year, I wasn't able to compete in track because of COVID reasons.
Right.
So that kind of worried me a little bit, but I felt that I was pretty confident and prepared enough to run track in college.
How'd you get hooked up with CNIites?
So an old admissions worker named Kyle Armstrong.
Yeah, Kyle.
A.K.A. Big K.
Yeah.
He's a longtime family friend of ours. And when he lost all his weight, we changed his name to Keto K. So big shout out to Kyle. He's the one that got me here. He's the one that got me in touch with Coach Bauer. And Coach Bauer kind of sealed the deal, made it, showed me campus, and made everything just... this is where I want to go.
Speaking of Kyle, isn't Kyle coaching now, or what's he doing?
Ever since he got married, I've kind of lost track of
him.
I
wondered. Okay.
I believe he might be out in New York now.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Just curious. So you came to Siena, and you are what year are you now?
I am senior academically, and I will be a senior for outdoor season and junior for indoor season.
Indoor season because of all right, so what are you studying?
I am studying business.
Business, your business also. So what is your best event? I know you sprint, you long jump, and then I hear you ran a 48 split and a quarter here. That intrigues me. What's your best event and what's your favorite event?
I'd have to say my best and favorite event would be the long jump. You know, kind of hard to not like an event you're a two-time All-American in, and close second would definitely be the 100, just school record holder for that. So I can't have any love lost for that either. So.
Right. So you go head on against those Indiana Tech guys all the time, huh?
Oh, yeah. Every week I see Indiana Tech, and now even the upcoming Madonna. Madonna's produced some very good sprinters.
Sure
and,
have.
You know, I embrace it. You know, I'm not scared. Like, I'll go against them, and I think that's what makes me a better sprinter, actually, is I got in-conference teams that I'm really chasing after.
So what were your PRs in high school, and where are they at now?
So in the 100, I started off at a time of 11.04. That has now dropped to 10.47.
Wow.
And in the long jump, I started off with a high school PR of 21.25, I am now at 24.25.
Wow.
In the 400, I only ran 54 seconds once, and now I'm down to, as we mentioned, a 48 mid-second split. So,
now, indoor, will you run the 60, or will you run the – what's the plan for you this year?
So – originally, the last 3 years, I've targeted the 60 in long jump, and talking with Coach Richards, you know, we've had some disappointment within the 60 being tough competition and stuff like that. So move to the quarter, and we're just going to, you know, make like Fred Curley, be a quarter miler, train for the 60 as well, and
do it all.
Do it all.
Good for you.
Are there a limit to the number of events that you can run or jump or whatever?
I don't believe so. So, I mean, this first meet, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to long jump, I'm going to run the quarter, and I'm going to run the 60. And I'm used to it. I do, as we said, everything, so I'm used to that.
And some of the, and I don't mean to jump in here, but Pat, you always amaze me with questions on nutrition and stuff that I've never thought much about. And do you live on or off campus? That's the first question.
I live on campus.
You're on campus. And talk about your weight, how you have, you know, have you gotten bigger, stronger, or smaller? And how do you maintain that weight, and how do you maintain this idea with, you know, no offense, our cafeteria is not the, you know, even though it's a pretty good place. What do you eat there to improve your fitness?
So my weight really hasn't changed. I graduated high school about 178 pounds.
Right.
You know, I've actually lost a little bit of weight since starting track. I'm down to 175.
Right.
And I have just decided to do my own research and to nutrition, and found that if I eat 2,500 calories a day with my workout, you know, that's going to keep me at that weight. So I track a lot of calorie counting, you know, breakfast being a little bit lighter than lunch so that I can have that fuel to get through practice, and then dinner being something very recovering and high in protein, low in carbs, and but very filling. So I'm a big guy in tracking my calories and counting them.
So given this is your fourth year of school, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And are you thinking about coming back for a fifth year?
No. No,
okay.
I've decided 4 years is enough.
Well, I just was curious because, you know, when you said that, it made me think, well, you may utilize one of those years of eligibility. So what are you, have you had a chance to think about much what you're going to do once you go across the podium and graduate in May?
I've done some thinking. I think ever since I've really opened up and sat and talk to Coach Richards, and he can vouch for me on this. There's days that I sit in there when I'm not busy and don't have class. We just sit in there, talk track and field, and then talk other parts of life too. So he really opened my eyes of wanting to coach the sport, and he's taught me a lot and really made me want to coach the sport and improve my knowledge on it. But I'm also very big into going into a management position as well.
Well, great. Matt, we want to wish you continued success and a great season coming up here with track and field.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we got a lot of All-Americans running around here.
That's for sure. And, you know, any high schoolers out there that are running track and field and want to learn more about Siena Heights, certainly they can get a hold of Coach Kirk Richards, right?
Yes. Thank you. Please.
All right. And that's just about wrap it up for our Saint Sports Weekly for tonight, and brought to you by Siena Heights University, Lenawee Community Mental Health, by Magic Fountain Auto Wash, and DMP Communications. We want to thank you for joining us tonight.